We're with Phil Mueller right now, and there's a lot of people out here. It looks like, I don't know, 30, 40 people maybe out here today for the readout.
Pretty good crowd.
Can't believe it. It's 22 degrees. There's a little bit of a breeze, but people are sitting here in their lawn chairs.
Even with their winter clothes on, and I guess they're prepared for North Dakota and against book bans is my best guess.
So tell us why this is important to hold an event like this. I know you guys are protesting against Senate Bill 2307. Tell us why.
All across our state today, this kind of an effort is going on, and I think the folks that are involved in it are just basically saying that if you read through that bill, there's so many parts to it that are going to be unenforceable. They're problematic. They turn things over to state's attorneys who I don't think want to be book censors. It still goes back to what we did two years ago at the session in 23, where there was a lot of more book ban kinds of bills then maybe than this time. But the age-old question is still there. Who decides what is and what isn't appropriate? This bill currently certainly doesn't address that issue at all. It puts librarians, and including school librarians, in a very, very difficult position. Potential jail time should somebody push it far enough. And the reality is, I think, Steve, is, you know, we have had these surveys done, and the 97 libraries that responded to this poll said 86 of them have never even had anybody come in and question the choice of books and where they're at and what's in them. So that tells me that maybe we're looking for fixing a problem here that doesn't really exist.
And it's interesting, it seemed like it started in 2022 with a national movement of some sort, and now it just led to all states. And we had a big hearing, shall we say, about this in the VCSU school room. Really what they said to rectify it then at that time was that they would move the so-called questionable material to a different area. It sounds like, I've talked with the librarians, they have done that, but I'm trying to think, would that be okay with the people sitting here today if they moved it to a different area? Would that rectify the problem or not?
Well, I think in many instances that has already been done. You know, there's a children's part to the library in an adult section or whatever. You know, sometimes in a building like the one we have, fortunate enough to have here in Valley City, you can do all that. I think you've got, it's like the old schools I started in, one roomers. You probably don't have a whole lot of extra places and closets and nooks and crannies to store books. So I think you have a terrible issue there. I think for the most part, the librarians across the state have abided by the law. The worst of the bills, of course, got vetoed last time around, and this is kind of a redo of that bill, and it's pretty onerous and pretty disturbing, in my opinion.
Phil Mueller here, as we're here at the readout here in front of the Valley City of Arnes County Public Library here in Valley City.